Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, and this show is brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing after-school and preschool program that brings up really confident, smart kids. And we have three sweet and smart contestants from Safari Kid today in the studio today. And they'll be competing to win awesome prizes. Let's go over the rules quickly on their behalf. We have three rounds of 10 questions each. Correct answers get 10 points on the first try and 5 points if it's a past question. Wrong answers get minus 5. For the kids listening at home, I will have a listener question at the end of each round. So do keep listening and answer the question for a chance to win prizes. Our call-in number, as always, is 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550, because that's our radio station. Now, a note about our sponsors, without whom the show would not be possible. Our first sponsor is Sanjeev Gupta CPA. And if you are thinking about tax planning, Sanjeev Gupta CPA is your man. He has three offices in Fremont, Sunnyvale, and Pleasanton. Wow, he even got some background music there. They handle accounting, payroll, corporate, partnership, tax preparation, and individual tax preparation. Contact him at 510-825-7563. 510-825-7563 or visit www.sanjeevcpa.com. That's S-A-N-J-I-V-C-P-A.com. Best of all, you get a 10% discount on your fees if you mention the Safari Quiz Show. Prizes for the Safari Quiz Show are also sponsored by Smile Zone Family Dental, a complete dentistry practice located conveniently in the Ardenwood area of Fremont. Dr. Milu has over 10 years of experience and is great with kids. She has a lovely, happy, calm place that is sure to make your child feel comfortable. They accept a variety of insurance and give discounts to cash patients, and they're also open on Saturdays for our busy parents. Contact them at 510-505-0123, 505-0123, or visit smilezonefamilydental.com. Okay, so let's meet our contestants today. They're all from Safari Kid Newark Campus, Safari Kid Newark Campus, which is coincidentally located pretty close to Smile Zone Family Dental, I think. And let's meet them quickly. Our first contestant is
Meryl.
Okay, Meryl, tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I am 8 years old.
And which grade are you in?
I'm in third grade, and I go to Forest Park School.
Okay.
And
all right. So remember what I said before the show. I'm going to ask you which is your least favorite subject in school. Go ahead, tell me which one it is.
My least favorite subject in school is math.
Oh, no. Why? 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 Why is it your least
it's
favorite
It's hard.
Subject? It's hard? Really? What do you find most difficult? Division?
Yeah.
Division. Yeah, I knew it, because a lot of people get stuck on division. So do you do get extra help for it?
No, it just takes a really, really long time and a lot of thinking to do it.
No calculators, huh? Mm-hmm. You have to do it all in your head.
Mm-hmm.
You know, math, like music, and some, in fact, mathematicians and musicians have quite a bit of affinity. But math and music, these are two things that just get better with practice. So, sad as it may sound, if you keep doing lots and lots and lots and lots of math problems, you'll just get really good at it, and then you can do it in your sleep. If somebody wakes you up in the middle of the night and says, Meryl, what's 25 divided by 5? 5. Yeah. Okay, so that was Meryl. Our next contestant is
Anushna. I'm 8 years old. My least favorite subject is social studies.
Social studies? What are you learning in social studies this semester?
Native Americans.
Yeah? Why? Is it because it's so full of facts that you have to memorize?
Yeah.
Yeah? But it's so much fun. Isn't it fun learning about people who lived here before you did?
No, it's not that fun.
It's not that fun? Sometimes having a really good teacher can help. And some teachers can make any subject really interesting. For instance, if you were learning about Native Americans and you had to, say, build some of their houses with straw, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
Yes. Or you had to, for instance, the Ohlone Americans, the Native Americans, they used to take acorns and grind them and make things out of the acorn flour. So if you could grind acorns in class, would that be fun?
Yeah.
Yes.
We had a field trip.
Not a field trip, but the game.
Like, we had just kind of field trip. Presentation. Somebody just came to our class to just perform about Native Americans, and we did all the things that Native Americans did long time ago.
Is that fun?
Yeah.
I once went to one of these gatherings, and I had to build a fire using two pieces of stick. I could not do it. It required more strength. Yeah, we become such weaklings. You know? People used to be so strong, I think, before. All right, and our third contestant is?
Sahana.
Okay, Sahana. So tell me a little bit about yourself first.
I'm 8 years old. I'm in third grade. I go to Forest Park School. And my least favorite subject is...
Yes?
Language arts.
You don't have to pick one. If you say, I love school and I love going to school, that's okay too. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
I love going to school.
You love going to school. That's what I thought. That's what I thought. So, language arts is tough. Why?
Spelling.
Spelling. Yeah. But you know what helps spelling?
What?
Reading.
I know, I read a lot.
Yeah. And you can see how the girls are interacting here. That's because they're in the same school and they're in the same after school. So they're really close friends. So there's a lot of competition between them. So we'll see how they do today in our various categories. Last time, Meryl really steamrolled the other two. But we'll see if the other girls have learned some buzzer strategies and can give her a challenge this time. Right? Okay. So our first category is... something that they requested. They wanted to do Disney movies, but we changed it a little bit and made it Disney fairy tales. Now, I want to be very specific why it's Disney fairy tales, because Disney has this really bad habit of taking some old fairy tales and changing the ending, because a lot of old fairy tales used to be very sad ones. Like in the Little Match Girl, she dies in the end. But you'd never know it if you watched a Disney movie about it, because they like their stories to be very sweet and happy ending. Okay. All right. Are you girls ready for our first question in our category Disney fairy tales? 10 points for the correct answer, -5 for the wrong one, and 5 if the question passes. Disney fairy tales, question 1. Who grows up to become a swan? Go for it.
The ugly duckling?
Correct. Very good. 10 points to Meryl, who begins who's the first person to get points and begins strong. Question number 2. Who says, I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow the house down?
The Big Bad Wolf.
Big Bad Wolf. That's Sahana. Very good. Question number 3. How many evil stepsisters does Cinderella have?
2.
Meryl says 2. And this is the Disney version, because there are versions of Cinderella around the world. And if to all the kids listening, if you're interested, go to the library and you'll find there's a Japanese Cinderella, a Korean Cinderella, a Chinese Cinderella. All European countries have their own versions of Cinderella. And in each of them, the story is slightly different. So in Disney, yes, she does have 2 stepsisters. Question number 4. Who says, the sky is falling, the sky is falling?
The little chicken?
No, that is not correct. Question passes to Anushna. You can say pass if you don't know.
Pass.
Sahana, you want to try?
Pass.
You know, she was really close, Meryl, but the answer was Chicken Little.
Oh, it's reversed.
It's reversed, yes.
My dad's favorite movie.
Okay, question number 5. Doing what makes the Sleeping Beauty fall asleep?
Oh, wait.
Oops, my mistake. Yeah.
The prince kiss. Oh, no. She pricks her finger on a needle.
Okay, she pricks her finger on a spinning wheel. That's acceptable. That's 10 points to Meryl. Question number 6. What is the name of the princess that Aladdin loves?
Jasmine.
Jasmine is right. Meryl again.
Yeah, it's not working. I'm pressing it.
Okay, let's try. Let's do a buzzer test. You do it first. Oh. You do it first. Wait. Do it. Oh. She's just faster.
Oh, okay.
So the way the buzzer system works is that if all three of you press together, but one of you is just a little bit faster, then theirs lights up.
Oh, okay.
So buzz in early. I know you know the answers. Question number 7. Name the new Disney movie based on Hans Christian Andersen's
Frozen.
Frozen. Yeah, it was Frozen.
It was, but she buzzed first. Look, her light went out on first. I was going to say the Snow Queen, but you're right. You just guessed. Okay, question number 8.
What is the name
of the Little Mermaid?
Ariel.
Ariel is right. 10 points to Anushna. Awesome. She begins her account. Question number 9. In the Beauty and the Beast, what animal does the beast look like?
Prince.
No, that's not correct. Minus 5 for Anushna. Question passes, so you don't have to buzz again.
He looks like a bear?
No, that's not correct. Question passes to Meryl.
Pass.
He looks like a lion.
Huh? Really?
Yeah, he looks with a mane, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Question number 10, last question. How does the evil queen find out that Snow White is still alive after she ordered her killed?
Magic mirror.
Magic mirror is right. The magic mirror says Snow White is still the fairest of them all. That's how she figures out that Snow White is still alive. Okay, so we have come to the end of our first round. We'll look at scores afterwards, but first it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. Our topic is Disney fairy tales, and here's a question for our listeners. Which Disney movie first featured an Asian heroine? Which Disney movie first featured an Asian heroine? 510-770-1550. And notes, I'm sorry, the question is not open to our kids in the studio. All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is Mulan.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Mulan.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is Mulan.
Thank you, Madhav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kiran, and the answer is Mulan.
Thank you, Kiran. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and the answer is Mulan.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is Mulan.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is... Hello?
Shall we just assume that was Iknur and his answer was Mulan? Iknur, is that
yeah.
you? Yeah, okay, all right. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Mulan.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is Mulan.
Thank you, Arin. And our last caller for our first round. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm Minnie, and the answer to the question is Mulan.
Is that Millie?
Minnie.
Minnie. Minnie, got it. Thank you, Minnie. Minnie was the last caller for our first round question. If you're still trying to reach us, don't despair. We have two more listener questions coming up later in the show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, more categories and more questions. Jieja,
Sabah Jieja.
Jieja, Sawal Kieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. I'm your host Vidya, here with Meryl, Anushna and Sahana. Wow, that's a tongue twister. Meryl, Anushna and Sahana, they're all third graders from Forest Park Elementary. They happen to be good friends and strong competitors. And they also happen to be members of Safari Kid Newark. And first, we're going to announce who won our listener question. And this time, the listener question winner was picked by Sahana. Go for it, Sahana.
The winner of the first listener question is... Iknur.
All right. We barely heard you, but you won the prize. That's fantastic. You know what to do. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's the email to write to us with all comments, feedback, questions. And we'll try and get back to you as soon as possible. Iknur, make sure you mention the question and the answer. And please do get the information out to us by today. All right. So before we see how the kids in the studio are doing in terms of points, I want to mention that these three girls are so creative. They are going to perform something for us which is fairly new to them. It's something that they have created themselves. And Sahana is going to tell us all about it. So tell me what you're going to be performing.
Me, Anushna, and Meryl at recess, we created a song. The story is like it was only three of us and all our other friends had gone away. So it's dedicated to the song.
Okay, and there is a name for the song.
What's the point?
The song's name is What's the Point? All right, are you girls ready? Go for it.
When there's nothing to say, when your friend's gone away, when there's nothing to play, what's the point of just twirling my hair? When there's nothing to be glad, in your heart you feel sad. Everything is gone, everything you had. What's the point of sitting alone? Well, there's
you gotta find something to do. What's the point of sitting?
What's the point of twirling my hair?
What's the point of just sitting there?
You gotta find something to do.
This is the you girls have to come up with a name for this band. That was awesome. That was a really, really cute song, both in terms of the lyrics and the tunes.
We already made a name for the band.
Oh, you did? So what's the name of your band?
Singing Sisters.
Singing Sisters. That's awesome. That's such a catchy name, too. Okay, I think I'm going to see you guys on YouTube pretty soon. All right, so let's see how everybody's doing in terms of points. And I hope you guys were impressed with how confident and creative these kids are. I want to shout out again to Safari Kids Newark Campus for encouraging these lovely young ladies. And Meryl, how many points do you have?
55.
Meryl has 55 points. What about Anushna?
I have 5 points.
And Sahana?
I have 5 points.
Okay, still a long way to go. I think Meryl has been really good with in terms of pressing the buzzer on time. So let's do a quick buzzer check and make sure everybody's buzzers are working before we start the second round. Uh-oh. Did yours get...
Clogged.
Do it again? No. Okay. What about you, Meryl? Yeah, yours working too. Is this the old one? I hope this is not the old machine. All right. So we did a buzzer check and made sure. Was it now you're green? Yes, because for some reason our yellow one didn't work. So we have Meryl with 55, but the other two girls with 5. But we're going to do a very fun audio round now. I love doing audio rounds, and today's round is animal sounds. So you have to identify the animal based on the sound. So Michael, are we ready with the first sound? Let's go for it.
A crow
is right. That is Anushna, 10 points. Next sound.
A dog.
A dog is right. Third sound.
A bird.
No, that's not correct. -5 from Meryl. And now, make it a little louder, please, Michael.
Frog?
A frog is right. 5 points to her 5. Yeah, because the question was passed. Okay, let's go to our next sound. Louder.
A sheep?
No, that's not correct. 5 points from her. Question passes to Anushna. Let's hear it again, Michael, a little louder, please. That's close. I think let's not penalize her. It's not correct, but it's really close. So let's give her -5 back. It passes to you. It's a goat. That's right. 5 points. That's right. Okay, let's go to our next sound. Yes, a horse is right. Very good. That's Anushna, 10 points to her again. All right, next sound. That's not correct. Minus 5. Again, let's have the sound. Question passes to Sahana.
Can you put it louder?
Okay.
A rooster?
No, minus 5. Question passes to Meryl. Let's hear the sound again.
Pass.
Okay, and now none of you is going to get points for this, but I want to give you a chance to guess because I'll give you an additional clue. It's a big bird that you can find at Ardenwood Farm.
Oh, a vulture?
No, vultures don't make sounds like that. It's a big, colorful bird with a beautiful tail.
Peacock?
A peacock. No points, but it's a peacock. That's right. Okay, next one. Yes,
wait,
madam.
That was by mistake.
Minus 5. Question. So we'll open the question again, though. So 10 points if you can get it. Lori is in the studio with me today. Can you guess? A pig is right. It's a pig. All right. Next question. Next sound.
Yes. A rooster.
A rooster. 10 points. Very good. All right. Next sound. Let me know when you hit your 10.
Cat.
Cat is right. Meryl got the buzzer quickly.
Sorry.
How many more, Michael? Just one more. Last question. Last sound.
Wait, do it again?
Your question passes to anybody, Anushna.
Cow.
Cacao is right.
That's
5 points.
Like a cow.
Big, deep moves.
Is mine working?
It is. They're just faster, that's all. She's just faster. Okay, so we've come to the end of this round, so it's time for our listener audio. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550, and here's the audio sound for our listeners. Let's play it again, Michael, and let's go to our first call. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco.
And what do you think it is, Arin?
And the answer is monkeys.
Monkeys. Okay, Arin thinks it's monkeys. This is going to be interesting. All right, let's go to our next call. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is seagulls.
Sabina thinks it's seagulls. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nisha, and the answer is seagulls.
Thank you, Nisha. Nisha also thinks seagulls. So we've got monkeys and seagulls. Okay, let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is seagulls.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Venus.
Venus. Hi, Venus. And what's your answer?
My answer is seagulls.
Thank you, Venus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akshay, and I think the answer is seagulls.
Thank you, Akshay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shivam, and the answer is seagulls.
Thank you, Shivam. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is seagulls.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Iknur, and I think the answer is seagulls.
Thank you, Iknur. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is seagulls.
Thank you, Madhav. And last caller for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sinchana, and the answer is seagulls.
Spell your name again, please.
Sinchana, S-I-N-C-H-A-N-A.
Sinchana, what a beautiful name. Well, Sinchana was our last caller for our listener, second listener category, which was an animal sound, and most people guess seagulls. We'll see if that's the right answer and who won the question after we come back. Jija, Saval Jija.
Safari Quiz Show.
Jija.
Safari Quiz.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We have three friends in the studio today. So the atmosphere is very fun, very loud, very exciting. And before we see how the kids are doing in the studio, let's see who won our second listener question. Oh, the listener question, which was part of our Animal Sounds Round, the answer, correct answer was seagulls. And most people did get it right. And Anushna picked the winner.
The winner of the second listener is Gaurav.
Listener question is Gaurav. Awesome. All right, Gaurav, congratulations. Gaurav is going to be on the show next week, if I'm not mistaken. So, Gaurav, if I get a chance to speak to you during the third listener question, you can always suggest what category you would like to compete in next time. So, do let me know. All right, so how are the kids doing in the studio? Meryl, how many points do you have?
Same as before, 55.
55. What about you, Anushna?
45.
Anushna is catching up. And what about
10.
You? Sahana still has 10, but we still have 10 questions to go. So this is still anybody's game. Are we ready? This category is things that are red. Things that are red. Let's go to our first question. Little bug with black dots. Who is that?
Ladybug.
Ladybug. Anushna, 10 points. Question number 2. A fruit whose seeds are...
A fruit whose seeds are...
I didn't finish. So since you buzzed, you have to answer. She's out of time. Are on the outside. Question is still open to...
Pomegranate?
No, that's not correct. A minus 5 for this thing. Question passes to Anushna.
Can you repeat the question?
A fruit whose seeds are on the outside.
Red, right?
Mm-hmm. It has to be red. Red.
Red strawberries.
Strawberries. Very good. 5 points to Anushna. We'll wait till Miss Anu hands over the points and move on to our third question. A vehicle that has a big siren.
A fire truck.
A fire truck. 10 points to Sahana. Good job. Question number 4. A precious gem.
A crystal.
Mm-mm. Red, remember 5 points. Question passes to Meryl is going crazy, but it's Sahana's turn. Precious gem. Red precious gem.
Pass.
Meryl.
Ruby.
Ruby, 5 points. Oh, I thought Meryl would just leap out of skin to do that. Okay, question number 5. Multiple answers, but I'll take any correct ones. A vegetable that grows under the ground.
Red, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, red beet.
Beet. Very good. 10 points. She used her buzzer really well. Yes, there are other ones. So, I would have taken any correct answers. What was your answer, Sahana?
Radish.
A radish is also red. Very good. No points, but good job. Question number 6. This planet is called the red planet.
Mars.
10 points to Anushna. Well done. Question number 7. Which traffic sign is red?
The stop sign.
Stop sign. Very good. 10 points. Anushna is running away with this one. And question number 8. A vegetable that we make ketchup with. That's
tomato.
Tomato. Meryl, 10 points.
I knew it.
Question number 9. A fruit we put on top of an ice cream.
Cherry.
Sundae. Very good. Question number 10. Last question in our round today, and it's been a really fun hour. Something we have in our bodies.
Heart.
Not correct. 5 points. Question passes to Sahana.
Blood.
Talking about red. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. And that's the end of this round. And there was, I think it was really close. So we are going to keep that till we come back and find out how the kids did. But now it's time for our listener question. And please listen to the whole question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And here's our listener question in the category things that are red. A red bird. That's also the name of the football team beaten by the 49ers last week. A bird. That's also the name of the football team beaten by the 49ers last week. And that's our last listener question. 510-770-1550. Let's go to our calls. Hi, you're on the air. Michael knows his answer too. He's raising his hand. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. Who's this? Let's go to our next caller, Michael. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Too much feedback. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Venus.
Hi, Venus. And what's your answer?
My answer is cardinal.
Thank you, Venus. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akshay. And I think the answer is cardinals.
Thank you, Akshay. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Aditya, and I think the answer is Arizona Cardinals.
Thank you, Aditya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav and the answer is cardinals.
Gaurav.
And yes, I'm going to come on the show. And I like Greek mythology and cars. So if you can you get those topics for next week's show?
So Gaurav wants Greek mythology and cars. We'll check with our other contestants. And if everybody is agreeable, why not? Absolutely. All right.
Okay.
Congratulations. Bye. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Anika, and the answer is cardinals.
Anika. Thank you, Anika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Arin from San Francisco, and the answer is cardinals.
Thank you, Arin. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Amy, and the answer is Arizona cardinals.
Thank you, Amy. I wanted the name of the bird, not the team, but that's okay. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Madhav, and the answer is cardinal.
Thank you, Madhav. Two more callers. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Dia, and the answer is a cardinal.
Tell me your name again. What's your name? You know, she did... Lost that. Okay, so let's two more calls. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rashmi, and the answer is cardinal.
Thank you, Rashmi. And our last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nisha, and the answer is cardinals.
Thank you, Nisha. And Nisha was the last caller for this round. To all our callers and listeners, if you're interested in participating, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll see who won our episode in the studio today, as well as who won our last listener question. Jiye ja, sawal kiye ja. तुम और हम
सवाल किए जा.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We are just coming to the end of today's episode. First, let's see who won our third listener question. The answer was a cardinal to the question to name a red bird. That was also the name of the football team beaten by the 49ers last week, Cardinals. And Meryl picked the winner. Go ahead, Meryl.
The winner of the last listener question is Venus.
Venus, all right. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. All our listeners, I encourage you to please write to us at safariquizshow. Suggest categories, give us feedback, give us some other ideas for improving the show. We're always looking to get better. And let's see how the kids are doing in the studio today. Meryl won our episode last time. Let's see if she repeated her trick. Meryl, how many points do you have?
I have... 70
points, which is more than you got last time, isn't it?
No, it's less.
Oh, you got 95 last time? Mm-hmm. Oh, so
but
it looks like you have this challenge. And our second, let's go to Anushna. Anushna, how many points do you have?
95.
All right. Woohoo. And how about Sahana?
I have 20.
20 points. So you have more points than last time too? You have more points than last time. 15. Yeah. All right. So Anushna is a new winner. So you can see with these girls competing twice, it's already been a change in the champion. And Sahana, maybe it's going to be your turn the next time you three are together, huh? All right. So congratulations to Anushna for being the winner today. With that, we come to the end of our show. It was produced by Michael and Anu. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying, Jiye ja,
sawal kiye ja.